Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is June the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms, chapters 45 to 51. Rest and refocus under God's care. Psalms 46 verses 10 and 11 tells us this: Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Psalms 46 is a wonderful poem penned by the sons of Korah that speaks about God, in particular about His presence, His protection, and His promise. The psalm is a song of Zion and is thematically linked to Psalms 47 and 48. This psalm begins with the confession that God is a refuge, and this point summarizes the next two main sections as well. So long as God is with His people, they need not have any fear. Zion itself is secure from all the threats of the nations because of God's role as a defensive fortification. This is not a temporary measure, for God will usher in a day when all the nations will acknowledge His lordship. Verse 10 exhorts us that we should be still and know that He is God, and He will be exalted in the earth. We cannot try to relax because it requires effort and exertion. We can be still and rest confidently in God's care as He knows our future. We are safe in His hands. Elijah heard the still small voice after great demonstrations of wind, earthquake, and fire. To tune into hearing the still small voice of God, we must be still and tune out noises from the world. We need to quiet our hearts to listen to God as we meditate on His word. Psalms 23 and verses 1 to 3 gives us the following assurance: The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. We need to know God as our good shepherd, who makes us lie down in the green pastures of His word and leads us beside the still waters of His spirit and in the paths of righteousness. Today, let us understand one important fact. God promises rest and refocus for us when we are still and rest confidently in His providential care.